Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcast, and please share those on social media. Some great articles and great shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You know what's been on my mind lately is Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, once again made the headlines. Of course, the liberal mainstream media did not cover it. However, Politico was finally forced to confirm the legitimacy of Hunter Biden's laptop. What's so funny about this is back in November of 2020, Jen Psaki actually cited Politico as saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. The fact is, if you did not believe Hunter's laptop was legit after all the porno videos, smoking crack, and posing in jock straps, you're either stupid, willfully ignorant, or perhaps you're smoking crack. A lot of people did not want to believe it, but Rob, you and I covered this story from the beginning extensively, and we knew it was true all along. Rudy Giuliani knew it was true, and President Trump knew it was true. Joe Biden once said Hunter was the smartest person he knew. That should tell us all we need to know about Joe Biden if he says the same guy that takes videos of himself smoking crack and all these other illegal activities is the smartest guy Joe Biden has ever met. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, and I'm not at all surprised that Joe would say that Hunter Biden is the smartest man he's met. I mean, I guess he's disparaging his deceased son, whom I would think would be the smartest man. Hunter Biden has a problem, and his problem is Joe Biden. Joe Biden has not been man enough or father enough to tell Hunter Biden, Hunter, son, you have a problem. You have a big problem, and we need to address the problem. Hunter Biden is the fat elephant in the room. The guy is a disaster. And just going back to what you were saying about the jock strap, I saw that picture, and it don't look good at all. I don't know what the guy was thinking, posing in a jockstrap. I mean, and he had these pictures on his laptop, the jockstrap picture, the picture of him riding, I think, a hooker or a prostitute, a picture of him getting ready to get his mangy-looking teeth repaired. And like you said, we were told Russia disinformation. I mean, that's the word that they run to when they want to discredit everything. Russia disinformation. That's something else that, in my opinion, reporters should ask Jen Psaki. And we covered this on one of our other shows. I would politely say, Jennifer, when the Russian information came out, you said in a tweet that it was Russia disinformation. Now the Politico has come out and confirmed that the laptop is in fact Hunter Biden. Do you still say that this is Russia disinformation? They need to put her in the spot, on a spot, and call her out. This administration is getting away with murder, literally murder. Now you would say, well, show me the dead bodies. Really? What about the 13 American soldiers that died in Afghanistan? And other Americans that will probably die, left behind enemy lines. And also, what about the 10 Afghanistanians that were killed because of an American drone that Joe Biden said, let the drone, release the drone?
Seven children,
seven innocent lives. And why? Because Joe couldn't pinpoint the enemy. Or he knew who the enemy was, but was afraid to accost them. And this whole idea about Afghanistan and the Taliban, rather, being businesslike and our neighbors is BS. They're no more our neighbors or businesslike than Hunter Biden isn't a drug addict. And where is Hunter? I'll tell you where he is. He's getting ready to showcase his work, his drawings, his paintings, that will apparently go for thousands of millions of dollars. There are some Picassos that aren't worth that much. And Hunter is selling his artwork? And word has it that Jill Biden has some of his work hanging up in the White House. when we get this family out, we need to go in and fumigate the whole place because it stinks of corruption. Hunter Biden, in addition to his drug and alcohol, sexual problems, was petitioning the White House to release funds that they were holding in Libya for the Libyan government. Libya, that's on our terrorist list. Libya, whose president Gaddafi, Omar Gaddafi, Hillary Clinton had killed, brutally killed. Libya, where we lost some Americans after Rice, what is her name? Susan Rice said that, oh, it was Russia. It was all this started on the internet with YouTube, and you know, and they this uproar is like, no, Susan, you're wrong. There was a problem there, and you guys chose not to address it. Why am I saying all this? Because the media has refused to talk about it. The media covered up the entire Hunter Biden story because they didn't want people to know about it. They didn't want people to know that Hunter Biden was in fact colluding with the Ukrainians. Hunter Biden was in fact colluding with the Chinese. Hunter Biden is in fact using the Biden name to enrich himself. Hunter Biden, the person that Joe Biden says is one of the smartest men he knows. Well, Joe, you obviously don't know a lot of men, because Hunter Biden is way far from that. Now, I know people want to tread lightly on the fact that he has a substance abuse problem and we want to coddle them and do all this other stuff. I'm not going to coddle Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has a problem, and that problem, Andrew, is, in fact, Joe Biden. They are enabling him, Joe, and his wife, Jill, to do all these things that he's doing. Not to mention that once his brother died, he decided to climb in the bed with his brother's wife. Now, that I don't understand. I'm sure they were both grieving and whatnot. But I think in his book, he said that he knew it was the wrong thing to do and they couldn't help each other. But I guess then there was sex. I guess sex was, I guess that's what he was looking for. And yeah, we're going to talk about it because we're all adults here. We can't be afraid to talk about this stuff, because being afraid and not talking about it is what got Joe and the White House. Of course, thanks to big tech suppressing all the information about Joe and Hunter. Talk about white privilege. I mean, let's just be honest. You can't get any whiter or any more privileged than Hunter Biden. Had Hunter Biden been black, the liberal media would have been all over it. And notice I said the liberal media, because the conservative media would have said, okay, this happened, next. But the liberal media, the media that's calling out people now, wanting to cancel people. If you have one indiscretion in your life, it's not allowed. We now want to cancel you. The liberal media that makes black men look like they're horrible individuals. The liberal media that enjoys lifting up the black woman but tearing down the black man. Unless, of course, the black man is wearing a dress, or the black man is saying that he's pregnant, or the black man is running around like, what is the guy's name, Lil Nas X, saying that men can have babies. Or the black man like this singer, Billy Porter, who wants to be the fairy godmother. Those black men, they will lift up, we love these black men. They're the best black men ever. But a solid black man like myself, oh, he's an Uncle Tom. We can't believe him. Oh, Larry Elders, he's an Uncle Tom. Clarence Thomas, he's an Uncle Tom. Tim Scott, they're Uncle Toms, because they don't believe in our ideology. We don't like them. And as Maxine Waters said after the election, black men, you've disappointed us. And like clockwork, they will lift up the black woman, who will later on complain that she can't find a decent black man to marry. Well, you've emasculated all the men, and you've raised up men like Hunter Biden, derelicts of society, drug addicts. You've lifted them up. Again, talk about white privilege. Look no further than the Biden White House, because there it is, all wrapped up and in a bow. Look at Tony Blinken, a complete disaster, Secretary of the State. He should be kicked out, but yet and still he's there. Lloyd Austin. And Lloyd had the nerve to say, well, people look at me and say, well, is he capable? Well, Lloyd, they don't have to wonder that anymore. After disastrous pullout from Afghanistan, we know that you're not capable of being in that position. Mark Miley, the exact same thing. Two yes men. Talk about white privilege. Now, I know that Lloyd Austin is black, but you see, the liberals will give him a pass because he shares their ideology. But talk about white privilege. Look no further than the Joe Biden White House and the white men they have there in these positions.
That's it. Lloyd Austin shares their ideology. And the moment that a black man shifts away from that ideology, the liberal media will turn on them so fast. I've just seen this recently. Golden State Warriors basketball player Andrew Wiggins has decided that he does not want the vaccine, and the city of San Francisco has mandated that anybody that enters that arena be vaccinated. So he, unfortunately for him, is not going to be allowed to play in the home games because he is not vaccinated. He tried to get a religious exemption. They would not give it to him. And the liberal mainstream media was ripping this guy like he beat a woman or something. Just because he does not want to get vaccinated, the treatment that this guy was getting in the media, they want to see him cut. They want to see him fired. They want to take him down. And he is a black man just simply because he does not want to take this vaccine. The liberal media has no problems tearing down someone as soon as they shift away from their narrative. But if you go along like Lloyd Austin, you will get a free pass every single time.
You will get a free pass, an invite to dinner. You will get your name in the newsprint. You could possibly get a job on CNN, for example, Don Lemon, or you could possibly get a job on MSNBC. Look at Craig Melvin. If you go along with their ideology, your ticket has been written. But if you go against the grain, they will scandalize you. They will abuse you. They will even come knocking at your door. Look at Vernon Jordan, who's running for governor. He and his wife were accosted by radicals. Quiet as is kept. No one has said anything about it. A guest that we had on our show not too long ago, Jamie. She and her 8 kids were accosted by wackadoodles and the black KKK gear, also known as Antifa. No one said anything about it. It's as if, though, oh, you all can have them. You can attack them. We don't care anything about them. Do what you want to do. Larry Elders was attacked. That was a hate crime. Why hasn't anyone said anything about that hate crime? I'm waiting, Andrew. A white woman in a gorilla suit of all things and a pink gorilla suit threw an egg at him. Can you imagine? A white woman. At a black man. No one has said anything about a hate crime. Don Lemon, he's quiet. Joy Behar and all of her ignorance. And Joy Reid and all of her double ignorance have said absolutely nothing. Al Sharpton hasn't said anything.
Barack Obama.
I was about to say that, Andrew. Barack Obama. He and Michelle. They're off somewhere in Martha's Vineyards twerking and trying to create these programs for Netflix. This is unbelievable that in America, 2021, the media has managed to create another form of segregation. That's what it is, Andrew. It's segregation. And no one is pushing out about it. Just the other day, I heard at some college campus, 2 white boys were attacked for sitting in a multicultural center because they had on t-shirts saying, one guy said, had on saying, I didn't vote for Joe Biden, and the other, we support the police. And these 2 black women came up all crazy, hair flared, and get out of here. This is my safe space. And you don't understand that you're white and you're in my safe space. And this is what I want to say to the black women, because see, the white guys couldn't say it, because had they said it, they would have been labeled a racist, but they're going to be labeled a racist anyway. But that being said, I would have just said to the black women, look at here, sister girl. Look in the mirror. Do you actually think that what you're doing makes any sense? You claim your ancestors built this country. Why in the heck are you tearing it down? You claim your ancestors fight to be a part of this country. Why in the heck are you fighting to separate yourself from this country? I mean, just tell me. I mean, and I would like to say that to a lot of our Black brothers and sisters. And I would like to say the same thing to our white brothers and sisters, the liberals, because they have gone out on the deep end. For one, you can't tell me what it's like being Black. You can't tell me when I'm being discriminated against, okay? Because what you're telling me is a lie. You are the main ones who are discriminating against me by wanting to tell me that I am oppressed, by wanting to tell me that I don't know that I'm oppressed, but I'm being oppressed, by wanting to tell me that this white person over here is my oppressor and he has me feeling down, as opposed to trying to uplift me and telling me that I am great, that I can do the unimaginable and the freest country in the world. Or tell me, look at the people at the border who are wanting to come in. And the fact that you were born here in America gives you a headshot, a fair chance against them. I was born here in America, in the freest country. Maybe my ancestors were slaves. That happened years ago, has nothing to do with me. Maybe there was inequality because of the liberals and their Jim Crow laws that tried to hold me back or my family back in the South. Yes, it did exist. And some of you are still sharing those same ideas by trying to preach critical race theory and to tell me that I am being oppressed by the white man. What about my white relatives? Are they trying to oppress me? I mean, I just want to know, because I'm confused. Where is the handbook? But yet and still, you got people like Hunter Biden, the perfect example of white privilege, and you keep your lips closed. Joe Biden, who said in an interview that Haiti could fall in the ocean and no one would miss it. So why should he be concerned about it? He said it back in 1994. Joe Biden, who said that if you don't vote for me, you ain't Black. Talk about white privilege. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden win the awards, Andrew.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I can't let us mention Al Sharpton without mentioning his trip to the southern border to see the Haitians recently. Of course, if there's money to be made off of Blacks, Al Sharpton is there to collect. But it did not get the warm reception that he was expecting. He was met with Texans who are sick of the border crisis, telling him to go home and that his hatred is not welcome there. It was refreshing to see old Al Sharpton get a taste of reality visiting the Texas border. But just the fact that this guy was there to try and jump on this Haitian money train is just evident what he is doing. Once again, trying to seek division and divide. And that's what Al Sharpton's been doing for decades.
Well, Andrew, you know, he too and his brigade, the Al Sharpton Brigade, had gone to Haiti and they also pillaged the country. You have a lot of these folks who've gone in and pillaged the country of Haiti. So him going down to the border, and to pontificate about racism, when he in fact is creating a new form of segregation and racism, is the last person that I want to hear from. In his $1,000 suits, a man who never had a church in his life, but somehow managed to stumble up on MSNBC and have a talk show, and he's stumbling over every other word. He and Joy Reid are pathetic. They are a disgrace. They're not journalists. They're just there, pundits, talking heads.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Joy Reid and Al Sharpton are absolute disgraces, and we see that all the time on MSNBC, NBC, and this constant race baiting. We remember recently Joy Behar talking about Gabby Petito, says, oh, it's missing white woman syndrome. Well, Joy Behar, Monday through Friday, you've got an hour platform on MSNBC. Why aren't
not Joy. Behar, that's Joy Reid. Joy Behar has her platform on ABC Monday through Friday. So they're both of the Joys are guilty of talking about it. So
I got the dumb Joys mixed up. My bad.
They're both joyless anyway.
Yeah. But Joy Reid, she's got an hour every single night on MSNBC where she could be bringing media attention to some of these murders in Chicago or some of these missing Black women that she was talking about that are never covered. But here she is with her show, never covers it, and she wants to rip the rest of the media for covering Gabby Petito, which is obviously a distraction story anyways, but Joy Reid, she is not in any position to talk about others when it comes to that.
Well, no, because what Joy Reid wants to do is she wants to fill her hour talking about discrimination and CRT and why white people should feel bad. That's all she does. If it's nothing about racism and why white people should feel bad, or talking about Tim Scott, Clarence Thomas, or Larry Elders, or other prominent Blacks, she doesn't have a show. And the last I heard, her ratings are in the dump. She's horrible. She's a horrible commentator. But she gets on, she tries to use all this vernacular about sister this and brother this and that. It's like, Joy, please take that street stuff out in the streets and leave it there. And that's the reason why she had her butt wiped by Cardi B when she tried to take Cardi B on. And we talked about this before and the whole vaccine thing, saying, and sister girl, you know, shame on you. And because you're going to kill our people and our this and our that. Okay, let me just make news tonight, Andrew, because we've been talking about this whole thing about COVID-19 and people not wanting to take. And there are Black people who don't want to take it. And I understand why they don't want to take it. Earlier on, Kamala Harris said that she wouldn't take it if it had anything to do with Donald Trump. Joe Biden said the exact same thing. And now all at once, they want people to take the vaccine. Joe has failed miserably because he said that when he came into office, it was his goal to have almost all of Americans to have the vaccine by the summer. He failed. That didn't happen. And it's not going to happen if they keep scaring people and if they keep changing the rules or changing the guidelines. I know that this is a new virus. I get it. But you can't tell people that you wear your mask and we'll be okay. And then you tell people kids can't get it, only to flip the script and say the kids can get it. So you got Joy Reid out there pushing this and trying to get people to take it. Like, and if you don't take it, you can't fly, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's like, wait a minute. That's what Joy should be talking about, the discrepancies, as opposed to trying to scare people and beat people into taking the vaccine. It makes absolutely no sense, but she's busy talking about white girls, missing white girl syndrome. Okay, Joy, you have an entire hour. Talk about the missing Black women. There was a Black gospel singer who went missing, Kelly Price. Now, she's been found now, but not once did Joy mention her name. Not once. There was a Black student who went missing. Not once did Joy mention his name. She was busy trying to attack Fox News and all these other commentators about talking about Gabby, which is what she was doing. She was doing the exact same talking about Gabby. Yeah, there was a student from Illinois who went missing. And she never talked about it. She had the perfect opportunity. So she wants to attack other people for talking about Gabby. But what are you doing, Joy? So going back to the COVID, this whole COVID thing, the vaccine. I want to make news tonight. I've taken the vaccine. I have survived. Okay, I wanted to give it some time to see if I was going to live. I took the vaccine. I am living. I'm a perfectly healthy individual. I do have some health issues. I had at one point sarcoidosis. Okay, so I took it because I know that the chances, although it's in remission, there's a possibility that if I got it, it could be probably detrimental to my lungs. So I spoke with my primary care physician and he said, take it. So I took it. I'm still living. Now, I could go out tomorrow. I could get COVID. I don't know. But I do believe that I will be okay. Simply because I took it, I am not going to tell other people to take it. Your body is different than my body. You might have an adverse reaction. I don't know. I could still get the virus. But I took it for that simple reason. And then too, I have an 8-year-old who comes home every day with some type of cootie. And I'm like, I don't want to get that. And if I were to get that, I would definitely be out. So that's my reason for taking it. But do I feel any more secure than anyone else? Not really, because there are people who have gotten the vaccine and they've still gotten COVID. I just spoke with an associate tonight who told me that her brother got COVID twice. He's been vaccinated. You see? So you have this woman, Joy, talking about white women and why they're covering white women. And then she's having a fight with Nicki Minaj, where Nicki Minaj is saying, pray before you take the vaccine. Like, what are you doing for Black people, Joy, besides causing more problems and segregation? What exactly are you doing? You have a platform that, I mean, it's not a lot, it's not a huge platform because she only has like 100,000, but still it's a platform. What are you saying to Black people, missing Black people? What are you saying about the vaccine?
She's not saying anything. And I think our stance has always been on this show. If you feel like you need to take the vaccine or you're interested in taking the vaccine, go ahead and take it. If you don't want the vaccine, that's all right too. Then don't take it. Do what's best for you. You can talk to your doctor and make an educated decision. But these people, they get so angry that are vaccinated that other people do not want to get the vaccine. It's just so confusing to me. And the anger they get is really out of this world, what we see in the cancel culture now that we see against people who have not taken the vaccine. It's just all very bizarre. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more on After Dark with Robin Andrew.
AmericaOutloud.com. Simply put, we're patriots who believe in Ronald Reagan's vision of a shining city on a hill. From sea to shining sea, you can listen in on iHeartRadio. Our free apps are on Apple, Android, or Alexa, or our world-class media player. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
You know, Healthy Cell is a terrific lineup of products. They have products that are pill-free, gel-pack vitamins. Looking for better sleep, focus, and energy? Check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator in nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell has a product that helps REM sleep, helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep Supplement. The only sleep supplement that's designed to support all stages of sleep. And boy, is it needed now during all the stress of the COVID-19 pandemic. So go to HealthyCell.com and use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any product from Healthy Cell. I use them every day. I believe in them, and you should too. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
And we are back with After Dark with Robin Andrew. And if you tuned in to the first half of the show, you might have realized that I got Nicki Minaj and Cardi B confused. I said that Cardi B was having a fight with Joy Reid, and I meant to say Nicki Minaj. Now, I'm sure later on, Cardi B will probably have a beef with Joy Reid, but I just wanted to get that out there to let you guys know. I do know who my rap singers are, although I don't listen to rap music sometimes when I'm at the gym, but I just wanted to correct that because it was pointed out to me by, of course, Andrew, my co-host. So I just want to correct that. Now, when we ended the show, or as we were ending the show, I made an announcement that many of you didn't know about. Andrew didn't know about it. But I said that I had taken the vaccine, both dosages. Didn't say anything about it because I wanted to see if I would be dead and gone and you guys wouldn't see me anymore. And then Andrew would have to carry on with the show. But I'm still here. And I took the vaccine after speaking with my primary care physician because at one point in time, I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. And it affects the lungs. In some cases, it affects other parts of the body. So after speaking with my primary physician and after doing my research, I decided it's best for me to take it, not to risk it. Again, my sarcoids is in remission, but I decided to take it because of that. And to, as I said, I have an 8-year-old son and an 8-year-old nephew that stay with me. And of course, as you know how kids are, when they go to school, they get cooties and they bring them home. I have a very strong immune system. But every so often, whatever it is they get from school, it has a tendency of knocking me out. Now, I do take my healthy cell, and I have been taking my healthy cell. And so far, that has helped my immune system. So I would like to think that healthy cell, plus the fact that I took the shot and I take vitamin C and I take zinc, I will be immune from getting COVID. But it's anyone's guess, because the left has made this whole thing political and they're not letting all the facts out there. Now you might say, well, what do you mean by they've made it political? Well, look at Dr. Fauci. We all know that Dr. Fauci was involved in funding this whole thing with COVID-19 or the coronavirus, gain of function research. We know that. He's denying it, but we know it. We also know that he knew what was going on in China. And we know that China is trying to cover it up. And that is the reason why we have so many mutants of this virus. We also know that the people at the border, the Haitians and the Mexicans and whomever else is there, they are carriers of the virus. We also know that the people from Afghanistan are probably carriers because these people aren't being tested. So speak with your primary care physician and ask your primary care physician, what is the best steps for you? What should you do before you go in? I am not telling you to take it. I'm not telling you not to take it. I think it is an individual choice as to what you should do. Now, like I said, I took it. I think I took Pfizer. Later on down the line, they might come out and say, oh, that drug, there was something wrong with it. Hopefully I'll be around so that I can sue them. I don't know. But for me, and after speaking with my primary care physician, that was the right step for me to take. So Andrew, what do you think about my announcement?
Well, Rob, I don't know if we're still going to be able to work together. No, but just seriously.
Oh, so you're gonna kick me to the side because I took it.
No, but seriously, this Fauci and Biden and this vaccine mandate is just another way to try and seek division within the American people. The fact is, there's people who work together all the time who are vaccinated and not vaccinated, and it should be a personal choice. Everyone should be able to do what they want to do. As I've said before, if I were overweight or if I were elderly or I had a health condition, I would probably take the vaccine, but I'm fairly young and I've never had any health problems. I just see no reason to get the vaccine at this current time for myself. I've also probably already had COVID. I've never actually taken a test, but I'm pretty sure I've caught it at least once, possibly twice. So yeah, each person, it is up to them and what they do. I think the division is all being soaked through the mainstream media, and it's completely unnecessary. There should not be this kind of hostile attitude towards people who are vaccinated or towards people who are not vaccinated. It should be up to each individual and their own personal choice.
Right. Now, just for the record, again, I'm not overweight. I think I'm in good shape. And you guys heard Andrew say that he might not be able to work with me anymore because I took the vax. You know? It's like, come on. But, you know, in all fairness, kidding aside, as you said, Andrew, and I agree with you 100%, you know, people should make the decision for themselves. I don't feel as if though I am any more secure or safe than anyone else. I go out my daily in New York City doing whatever I need to do. I'm not wearing my mask all the time because I don't feel that I need to wear my mask. And even before I was vaccinated, I didn't wear my mask all the time. If I went to a store that required it, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to fight with these guys. I just want to go and get what I need to go get, and I'll leave the store. Now, some stores in New York, they don't force you to wear the mask. You know, if you want to wear it, you wear the mask. But as I have said on this show many times, that with this new mask thing that's out there, I will always carry a mask with me, because you guys just don't understand. In New York, sometimes the odors and the smells, it is as though you are fighting for your life. Why is that? It's because of the homeless population that the elected leaders have chosen not to deal with. They think that it's okay for people to live out on the streets and defecate and do whatever they want to do on the streets. To me, that's inhumane. It has to stop. Okay, I get tired of walking out my front door, and I live in the city, and smelling a stench of human defecation, or smelling pot, reefer. Now, we had a guest on our show, Thomas Kennep, who said that each his own as far as smelling a smoking pot. He doesn't think that people should do it. He also said that if he's elected as the district attorney, he's going to look into this whole thing with the homeless population. Because we know that the mayor, the guy who's the mayor, the current mayor de Blasio, doesn't care about it. And Eric Adams, the guy who's running, who's been anointed the Democrat winner over Silva, he's not going to do anything about it. So we're probably looking at New York going down the dumps, just like California, a once beautiful, gorgeous state. If you haven't been there, I feel for you because it was beautiful, with the exceptions of the earthquakes.
Man, I hope not. Curtis Silva, as we mentioned in the past, we've had on his opponent, Fernando Mateo, on the show. We thought he was a great candidate, but Curtis Silva came out on top in the Republican primary. And Curtis Silva, a few weeks back, had this, such a great viral video where he's talking and all of a sudden this mentally ill man came up and cut him off in the middle of his speech. And Curtis Silva stood by him, talked to him like a person, a real human being. And it was just a great moment that totally went viral. I was hoping that moment would really catapult Silva and give him some much needed momentum. But I have a feeling the mainstream media did not cover that as well as they should have, despite it being super viral all over social media.
You know what, Andrew, when you mentioned Fernando Mateo, I just thought about it. I had a conversation with Jackie Toberoff, who was on our show not too long ago. And she and I, we were talking about Fernando, and she too liked Fernando. But unfortunately, he didn't win in the primaries. It went to Curtis Silva. But I really liked him because I felt that he had his finger on the pulse of what's happening in New York, self-made man. And I felt that he could probably get the job done. Now, he's no longer in it. So, of course, I would vote for Curtis Silva, not voting for Eric Adams. I don't care if he is Black. I don't care if they would say he would be the first, the second Black mayor. We had our first Black mayor. He was a disaster, David Dinkins. The country, I mean, the city just went down the tubes until Giuliani came in. That being said, Andrew, I am going to reach out to Fernando. I want him to come back on the show and give us his insight as to how he thinks things are going to pan out in the election. He may or may not come on, but I really like the guy because he, you know, he told it the way it was. And when you have people that are like that, these are always the people that don't get picked to be in office. We've extended an invitation to Curtis. I would love for Curtis to be on. Curtis, I am going to vote for you, but I would like for you to come on the show and show us a little love so that the people can hear that, hey, this guy could possibly win this. And this is what I see about these conservatives and people that don't visit these independent news organizations. They're always running to places like Fox News. And Fox News will counsel them in a heartbeat. Hey, I heard just the other day that Rudy Giuliani has been banned from Fox News. Can you believe it? He's been banned.
Sadly, I can.
Right. What the hell for? But what's his name? The MyPillow guy. His commercials are going to start running again on Fox. I don't get conservatives. We love punishing our own people. Whereas these liberal networks, outlets, will run these yakadoodles like James Comey, what is the other guy's name? Brennan, nonstop. They'll sit there, they will pontificate lie after lie after lie. Andrew McCabe, he was fired. CNN decided to hire him so that he could get his money, retirement money. But when it comes to Republicans, we are so quick to punish our own. You don't have to agree with the person or agree with everything that they say. I don't agree with everything that Trump does. I feel that Trump should have fired a lot of people. I felt that Trump should have like went to Chicago and said, look, I'm going to court the Black vote. I felt that Trump should have made his intention aware of what he was doing with Black men coming out of jail and said, look, I've done more for them than you guys, than Al Sharpton. No, he did say that once, Andrew. And I thought, hey, that's good for him. But still, we got to stop canceling our own people because they're already getting canceled by the left. It has got to stop. But I'm going to reach out to Fernando and see if he will come on the show. Because on this show, After Dark with Robin Ann, we give the listeners, we try to bring the stories to you, to what you want to hear. We try to dissect the news the way we see it. We try to be fair and balanced. But of course, we're giving you our opinions the way we see it. But at the same time, it's backed up by the different readings, different things that we have seen, so that you can decide once you hear it, as opposed to being a talking head like Joy Reid, Chris Cuomo, and Don Lemon. And there's another character, Rachel Maddow, who's a complete disaster. I don't know why people even, why would they even listen to her, other than the fact that she's a lesbian and they want to say, well, see, lesbians can tell the news also. Okay, whoop-de-doo.
And there's people like Rachel Maddow are so blatantly dishonest. Just a few weeks ago, this Ivectomin story dropped where supposedly the Oklahoma hospitals were overran with people overdosing on Ivectomin. And it turns out this story was debunked shortly after. All it took was a real journalist to call the Oklahoma hospitals and ask them if they had had any overdoses on Ivectomin. I believe there were none. Yet Rachel Maddow went on Twitter and on her show and promoted that the hospitals were overran with people who had overdosed from it. Did she make a correction? No, she didn't. She left her tweet up and she never made a correction on her show either. She's just blatantly dishonest and she lies to the people who are stupid enough to believe her lies.
Well, you know, she did the same thing with the Trump tax returns. She claimed, remember that? I've got his tax returns right here in my little hands, and we're going to dissect it, and we're going to show you, and we're going to tell you this. There is nothing in the freaking tax returns, okay? So she created this huge thing that she's got the tax returns, and she's going to expose this and expose that, and she exposed absolutely nothing. And that's what these guys do, like I said. They will band together. They will spin these lies. They will pontificate lies. They put it out there. And they just run with it. The same thing they're doing with this whole racism thing. I mean, Andrew, think about it. Have we ever heard the word racism and racist so many times since Joe Biden has been in office, or Trump? Everything is about race. Oh, this is a person's racist. Oh, that person's a racist. And they end up, they being the left, the Democrats, canceling themselves because they are the guilty parties. Look at the sexual harassment deals. Look at Chris and Andrew Cuomo, the Hanzi brothers. We should start calling them the Hanzi brothers. And they're still, Chris is still on the air. And Don Lemon also, remember Andrew, Don Lemon, there was accusations made against him that he was on Long Island or the Hamptons. And folks, this is going to get kind of gross. So if you have kids that are up late at night after dark, they shouldn't be. You might want to like send them in their rooms.
Put the children to bed.
Put them to bed where they should be so they can go to school. But apparently, according to this guy, this is in the New York Post, Don Lemon was at a bar and he was checking out this guy. And that he apparently, Don, put his hands in his own pants, fondled himself, took his hand out, and then put it in the guy's nostrils. And I guess that's some sign. I don't know what it is, but hey.
Oh, you know?
And maybe you guys know what it is. But so the guy was like, how dare you? And Don was a little tipsy. Now, this is all alleged, so I don't want Don trying to sue me. I said alleged. Okay, don't go calling out America After Dark because I need my job, or America Out Loud. So I don't know whatever happened to the story. Of course, you know, the media is going to bury it. I don't think Don ever addressed it, but that's allegedly what happened. You know, Don is apparently married now to a white guy who's supposed to be the oppressor. So, you know, I wonder if at night they take out the whips, you know, because some people are into that kinky stuff. But if they were to do that, I wonder if Don would say, oh, my God, you're making me feel as if though I'm a slave. But then, too, some people like being slaves with dominatrix. I can't figure this out. It's too crazy. But this is what the left has created. So now I wonder if Chris Cuomo will even address this or even talk about this. Oh, this is at night. So maybe tomorrow he'll talk about it. Who knows? But it begs the question, you know, because these guys are, man, they're handsy on over there at CNN. I used to want to work for CNN back way, way back in the day. But I'm glad I didn't miss anything.
Speaking of Hansi, look at Tubin. He's back.
Oh my God. That miscreant is back as a legal commentator, their legal expert. Now, and how Hansi can you get when you're choking your own chicken, as they say? We're not going off in the deep end here. This is after dark. But you have to wonder, why are all of these deviants, sexual deviants, at CNN?
We're not the kind of guys that like to say, I told you so, but we told you so. Just breaking recently, Afghan refugees at Fort McCoy face charges of domestic violence and sex with minors. Now, we were just on this show a couple of weeks ago speculating that a lot of these Afghans that are coming over here are not used to our way of life. It's going to be a total culture shock for them. And despite even the possible terrorist acts that they could be committing, we're going to see a lot of stories like this because this is just totally foreign to them. Rob, I was not surprised to read this story. Are you surprised to hear that a lot of these Afghan refugees are already in trouble?
Not in the least bit. I'm not surprised. I predicted this. I said that it would happen when we had our guest on, Fanu Malat. I even questioned him and I said, do you think this would happen? And he said, yes. He said that people who have been around Western culture, probably not as much. And when you're saying not as much, what? That they wouldn't be taken aback by Western culture, civilization, and some of the things that we do. But others, he said that, yeah, they probably would. Because you got to rethink about it, guys. They live in a repressive, oppressive culture. Men on one side, the women on the other side. And for the last 20 years, there was a commingling of the two, but there was still friction. Women were able to go about on their own, go to universities and get jobs. Whereas the Afghans, the Talibans living up in the mountains, were up in the mountains seething, probably saying, I don't believe this woman. She thinks she can tell me what to do. I told her, go make my dinner. And she said, make it yourself. I wanted to slap her, but I didn't. You got that going on. And not only that, we talk about the Talibans, the terrorist group that behaves this way, have this, you know, Stone Age mindset. But you have some Afghanistans who don't support the Talibans, but still have those repressive ideas because that's all they knew. That's how they grew up. So can you imagine them coming to America and seeing all of these women walking around in pants, dresses, bikinis, telling them what to do? It's like, we're not having this. So when I heard that a group of them had attacked a soldier, I'm like, oh, compliments of Joe Biden. What do you expect? And there will be more. I'm not saying that I want this to happen, but it will happen. Look at the border itself. When you have so many people that are coming in, you don't know who they are, but you just want them in for political reasons, hoping that they will go to the polls and vote for you, hoping that they will receive the mail-in ballot that your party has already filled out, and the only thing they have to do is send it in, or you just use their name and you send it in for yourself. That's the only thing you need them for. They have no other purpose. Other than that, they're out of sight, out of mind. Out of sight, out of mind to fester anger and hatred toward Western civilization. Because they can't do it. They can't control it. Of course, as I said before in one of our other segments, the struggle is real. They will become radicalized. And you're going to place them here and expect them to do what we want them to do? I don't think so. 15,000 Afghanistanians here. And when you look back at the picture, when Afghan first fell, thanks to Joe Biden, the people on the plane coming here, Andrew, were men. Men. And then we saw children. And now that would lead me to believe that they were probably their child brides. And Joe is supposed to be for the people. and you're allowing this and our country? And Andrew, the other thing you want to think about is that when they come here, this is what the left will do. Because they'll say, well, we wanted to make certain that they couldn't form these little groups and be isolated. So they will rip people apart, rip apart families, rip apart neighbors. What is that reminiscent of? Slavery? You see? Slavery. You're going to rip apart the family because you don't want them to be together, lest they be caught conspiring. That's what the slave masters did. Who were the slave masters, Andrew? Democrats, liberals. But yet and still, they will say that it's Republicans. And Republicans, like clockwork, will turn around and focus on something else as opposed to focusing on the main issue. As I said before, with the border crisis in Haiti, they should have blamed it on Joe Biden, but they didn't. Now Joe Biden is managing to say, oh no, these are racist border control officers. They're racist. Republicans, you better wake up and start fighting back. You better wake up and start fighting back and warning people that we're letting people into the country that don't like us, want to do us harm. Yes, probably 1% won't do us harm, but the others will do us harm. And we shouldn't be afraid to say it. We shouldn't be ashamed to say it. And that does not make us a bigot, a racist, Islamophobic. It does not. It makes us human beings. Human beings that care about the country, human beings that want to see the best for America. We are Americans. And if they want to come here and be an American, then they need to come here the right way and follow our immigration policies. We even had immigration policies at Ellis Island. Why can't we have it now? Why are we trying to rush in so many people that we know absolutely nothing about? We're not being heartless. We want you to come, but come the right way. We want you to come understanding that this is a country that you want to come to and that you will swear to protect and that you won't bring in your Sharia law or your other crazy ways of thinking, that you will come in and respect America as opposed to coming in and saying that it's the worst country ever. Well, if we're so bad, don't even come. And I would say to liberals, if the country is so racist, and I say this all the time, Andrew, if we are so racist, then why the heck do you want these people here? Because you are the ones who will discriminate against them. You're the ones who are now creating segregation. You're the one who will tear up families, break them apart, and send them across the country so that you can control the votes. Why do it? Andrew, I don't get these liberals. Oh, Andrew, by the way, I told you that I was reaching out to Fernando. Mm-hmm. And he just sent me a message to give him a call. I said, hey, we would like for you to come on as a guest commentator about the politics, what's happening. He said, call me tomorrow. Wow, that's good. I like that because we like Fernando. So let's see what will happen. Maybe he can give us some insight as to what's happening with the mayoral race here in New York City. Yeah, you know, this is live, folks. This is live. We are bringing it to you live. Go ahead, Andrew.
Sorry. We've been singing his praises for a long time on this show, so hopefully he will come back on. Stay tuned on After Dark with Rob and Andrew to see that. I want to end on a positive note. President Trump this past weekend spent some time in Georgia, did a huge MAGA rally, which had an absolutely massive crowd. Looks to me like people are waking up more and more to this disastrous Biden administration, which we see the hike in gas prices, the raise in inflation, the disaster in Afghanistan, losing respect from our allies. It has just been one disaster after another for the Joe Biden administration. And it was so great to see President Trump up on that stage talking to the people, only like President Trump does. He had a lot of fun at the rally, put up a hilarious meme of Liz Cheney having George Bush's face, just all kinds of things President Trump did, having fun, getting the crowd to laugh. The guy is such a showman, and he was such a great president. I am so happy to see that he is still continuing to do his MAGA rallies, and I think they're just going to keep getting bigger and bigger the more that we see from Joe Biden and his administration.
Yep, I think the same thing, but let me ask you this, Andrew. Do you think that Trump should run again in 2024?
I think President Trump is the only man for the job in 2024. Absolutely. Okay. I'd like to see him.
Okay. And should he run, do you think he should drop the whole thing with the election was stolen?
Absolutely not. He stands by his convictions. If people have their eyes open, they can clearly see that this was not a legitimate election and that it was stolen. So I think that President Trump should stick to it. The Republican Party should stick with it. Keep harping on this mail-in voting. We got to get that changed. The coronavirus and mail-in voting went hand in hand. I'm so sick of Democrats acting like Republicans just started talking about mail-in voting for the 2020 election. Republicans have been screaming about mail-in voting for years. It is so easy to cheat. You've got the ballot harvesting, all these other avenues to get fake votes from dead people, from illegals. You name it, mail-in voting is always in the center of it. So I think President Trump and Republicans have to stick to it.
Well, hey, you know my position on it. I think that he should run. I know that I read somewhere that there are 30% of the Republican Party feel that he should go unopposed. I think that as the election draws near and they see how disastrous Biden is, and folks, we've got to keep his numbers going down. I think they would have flatlined by now if the liberal media wasn't still trying to like prop him up. There are a lot of folks out there that they know that he's senile. They know he's doing a bad job. But I think that there are some that are thinking, well, there's someone else in the White House who's helping him out. President Obama, of course. And then we can't forget about Susan Rice, who's there. She's helping him out. So you have all these people that are helping him out. No, Kamala Harris is not helping him out. They don't want her anywhere near him. That is the reason why she's always out there flying all over. I don't think they would even support her if she were to run for the president. Even if Biden were to get sick and she were to take over, when she got ready to run again, I doubt seriously the vote would be behind her. They would have to literally bend people's arms and twist it for them to support her. She's a laughing hyena. And let's just be honest, she laughs about everything. I think it's a problem, but no. So going back to Trump, I think he should. I go backwards and forth with the fraud and all that. We know that it did take place. I think that he should let his little men out front talk about that and he focus on something else. But as they say, let Trump be Trump.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. And thank you all for joining us tonight on another episode of After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out Monday through Friday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 in the West. All the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.